Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Clear the table, clear everything away. We're going to take care of all the things that you have in your head that need to be clarified. How's that? Including why does he sound like he's under a barrel or under... I was in the rain yesterday all day. It poured here, and I had farm stuff I had to do. I had to go to Connecticut to pick something up, then I went to Rhode Island to pick something up. I did a whole big loop between Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and back again. And when I was putting things on the truck, it was pouring. And, you know, when you get wet like that, you get in the truck, there's no way of drying off, really. And so it just sort of it settled on me like a cloud. I don't know how many of you get whatever this is, a stuffy, being sometimes a cold, whatever.
Oh, yeah, and it's almost like you have a chill that goes straight into your bone.
Ah, aches everywhere. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so enough about me, and let's talk about what's going on here. We'll hold the inflation discussion and Trump and Russia and politics and immigration and crime and COVID and the hurricanes and the earthquakes. And what else? We'll hold that for the talk radio countdown show on the talk radio view. See, that'll get people to listen, not only later today, but over the weekend as well. So right now, I think perhaps we should concentrate on some good news that many of you will not have heard. That many of the good news stories that we bring to you are things that you, I'm sure, don't know anything about or haven't heard anything about, like this grandmother in Utah, 56 years old. She served as a surrogate for a son whose wife had a hysterectomy.
Mm-hmm.
So explain that and how the wife has a hysterectomy. So why does that affect what she can do with her children? She can't have any more children, but the hysterectomy doesn't keep her from taking care of her own, of her children that are already in the world, right? So what is this all about?
Well, because they wanted to have another child, and so she could not carry that child. So, astoundingly, that the grandmother, the son, the husband's mom, at 56 years old, the fact that she was still healthy enough, and she went to test, and the doctor was like, no, you actually would be able to carry this. She started the treatments, and she became their surrogate. So, just the selfless act of even wanting to go through all of that, and offering, and being able to do so, it is all kinds of goodness.
All right, so the clarification here is that the mother couldn't have any more children. So the grandmother says, I'll be the surrogate mother. Mm-hmm. Put the egg and the sperm and all that good stuff inside of me. I'll grow the baby, and it'll be your baby. But she'll be much closer. Is there a danger in doing that, do you think?
Well, there's a danger in any pregnancy, of course. But when you're under doctor's care and everything worked out.
The psychological connection that you have to having a body, a baby inside of you, and then it's born, and you look at it, wow, that's my baby. Come on, there are many circumstances where this sort of thing has happened, and the mother, the surrogate, didn't want to give up the baby. Baby's mine. I'm keeping that baby. She's mine.
Yeah, and those are few and far between, but those are horrific when it does happen. That is sad. But definitely some boundaries will have to have been set. But parents and the grandparents, their boundaries have been having to be set for centuries.
Ah, yes. Very philosophical. Thank you, Jay. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with the latest from the Gloria Allred camp. Now, do you suppose there are people listening to us? Probably younger folks, like James. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. He's 23, 24 years old. James, do you know who Gloria Allred is?
The name sounds familiar, but I can't tell you. No.
Okay. Give that a minute to sink in. Okay. So, Gloria Allred is perhaps the most famous of all the female lawyers who represent women who claim to have been abused by men. That's usually her stock in trade. She's very, very old. She used to be on KBC with me when I was there in the 90s. Very outspoken. We actually became good friends. I like Gloria. She's a very interesting lady. And so she's represented tons, lots of hundreds of people. For example, the woman who claimed that Armie Hammer violently raped her. Well, apparently, there must not be enough there to bring this to court because she is no longer representing this woman who claimed that the lady is, she's not identified, she's called Effie, right?
Yeah, yeah, Effie is the name that she's going by, that the assault happened when she was about 20 years old, and that there was this documentary, House of Hammer.
And, yeah, it's been around, yeah.
Yeah, right. And the report is that Effie is saying that she fired Gloria Allred because of the, she gave an interview and the part that she played in that documentary, where Gloria Allred is saying just the fact that she does not, she no longer represents that client, but she says that she was by no means fired.
Uh-huh. Well, she wouldn't admit that anyway. But under the circumstances, I'm going to believe Gloria before I believe this other woman for whatever the reason, because I know Gloria and I know Effie. Gloria is a grandstander for sure, but she also doesn't, she's not much at coloring the truth. She'll color things in the name of her, whoever she's representing, whoever her client is, but she's not going to, this is the, whatever it is, Effie says that the way they've been exploiting my trauma is disgusting. So then why'd you get yourself interviewed on the documentary if you didn't want to have anybody know more?
I don't believe Effie was part of the documentary, was she? I didn't see the documentary.
I think she was interviewed.
I just know that Gloria Allred was interviewed and Effie had a problem with that, allegedly. Right.
So that was the other way around. Well,
but either which way, the issue is that whether or not she is a real victim or not, it, when there are instances of somebody exploiting the justice system or trying to get money or notoriety or something, it takes away from real victims. And that's not me saying that Effie is a real victim or not. I don't know enough about this. But just in general terms, it is difficult when real victims get kind of pushed under a rug because of other situations where somebody is not a quote-unquote real victim.
Well, there are a lot of stories about this. I have said this on the air before, not that it makes any difference to the overall situation. Armie Hammer and my son were very close friends, and in fact, my son and his wife got Armie into treatment after this all exploded. And then when things started coming out that Brendan didn't know anything about, that was kind of where he drew the line, where all of this stuff. But because they were friends, you know, if you have a friend, you listen to the friend, and if the friend needs help, you help the friend. Until it becomes, it gets to a point where you can't do anything about it, and then that's the end of that. The whole thing is sad and strange. The House of Hammer isn't just about Armie. It's about the whole family. It's about his great-grandfather, Armin Hammer, and the baking soda that he created, the formula for, and that now is on every shelf in every supermarket, every department store in the world. That was his grandfather. And so the value of that connection, that family thing, went down and down and down. But Armie claimed that he didn't get much from his grandfather, and that's why he had to work, and he was successful. He's been in a lot of really big movies, and I think he's quite a good actor. But he just, you know, for whatever the reason. And that's why you look, and that's why I think it's dangerous. I'll take this point of view with regard to this, even though it seems obvious that something really was going on here. No question about that. But why? Do you get into the whys? Some people say it doesn't make any difference. He was doing it wrong, and so he needs to go to jail. Well, okay, that's one point of view. Another point of view is that he's mentally disturbed because of the things that he grew up around, his parents, his grandparents, the kind of things that they did, that he, frankly, is accused of doing. And so did he learn that from them? If that's the case, we all have choices to make. I'm not standing up for him. We have choices. If you know something, you know. See, that's it, I think, with most of us. Don't we? Most of us know the difference between right and wrong. Don't you feel, Jay, like you know the difference between right and wrong, no matter what the category of whatever the issue is?
Of course, and knowing isn't enough. It's caring about right or wrong, because there are people who know right or wrong and still go against, and then there's the straight-up psychopaths, clinically proven to be psychopaths, who have no regard for right or wrong.
And that's the way, you know, you see some of that stuff. And I think, frankly, that some of that stuff is bolstered by the modern news media and entertainment media. together. I think there's a little something in there for everybody. So that's the kind of the update on that. Some exciting news to kick off the weekend. This is National Public Lands Day, meaning that all National Park Services, all the sites that usually charge a fee, will offer free admission. It's not for free, but it is free, right? Park Service website has a lot of information. So we've got good weather going. Let's see what we got here. We have sunny days. Ooh, 59 degrees. All right. Well, the weekend will be 70, so that's good here. There are lots of parks in New England, lots of parks all over the country. There are 400 of them, as a matter of fact. Have you ever been to one? Have you been to two? Have you been to three? I take miles to lots of those parks. There are a lot of them. That's one of the good things about Southern California. It's a great place for this sort of thing. But for heaven's sakes, if you get into a park that has a steep incline and you lean against the fence that's on the edge of it, maybe just don't. How's that for a little... there are so many people that fall off of these things, but that doesn't take away from the beauty or hopefully just the common sense approach to visiting these places. All right? So anyway, I think it's... it's a natural resource. Something's good. I think the government owns too much land, but taking away from that, there are some fabulous places that we have protected, and that's good. We as taxpayers, you and I, have contributed through the tax rolls to saving a lot of this land. A lot of it in the Southwest. It's a appreciable amount in the Midwest. Not so much. Farming areas should be, I don't know whether I exempt. If there is land that's open and you're a farmer and you need it to feed your animals or to feed the public, more importantly, the animals sooner or later feed the public, and then I think that the Board of Land Management needs to go away. If the land is tillable and you grow stuff on it, I mean, that's a prejudiced point of view for me as a farmer, but I think a lot of farmers agree with me. So at any rate, that's that update. 18 after. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No. It was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
This show is dedicated to the fact that there might be something else you might want to consider, that when we consider all the problems that people are having in the sense of national health statistics, there is hardly any person that escapes unscathed from some chronic affliction during their lifetime. Almost everybody that I see, and hardly anybody over the age of 50, does not have some kind of a chronic problem that's begun to show up in their life.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 half the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program, 23rd of September, first full day of fall and the entry into the weekend. So maybe you'll enjoy some fall things. And maybe if you're lucky, the weather is still warm and it feels like summertime, summertime, some summertime. I get to that in a little bit. But now we have a couple of things to focus on, including Adam Levine. And I guess we're still in the same inappropriate place as we were with Armie Hammer. So we got some stuff on him and Johnny Depp right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Like Adam Levine or Maroon 5 to me. Is it Adam Levine by himself or with Maroon 5?
Maroon 5.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So Adam has been, he was late. How long was he? It was America's Got Talent. Which one of the shows was he on? Blake and
The Voice.
The Voice. That's it, too. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's no longer on that show, though, is he? I don't think he is.
I think he
was boring, and that was why. But he seemed to be good friends with Blake and the others. At any rate,
a lot of people loved the bromance that they had.
Yeah, right. It was kind of fun, actually. Maybe the most fun of the whole show. All right, so He has been accused of sending inappropriate texts, plural, Randy Raunchy messages. And so he's married, though, right? Isn't he, Matt?
He is.
Being married?
Is.
Yeah. So he's a cheater, then, it seems.
Well, so the allegation comes from, I think it was an Instagram influencer or model who said that she was having an affair. And he had said, he came out and said he never had an affair, nothing was physical. However, he was responsible for crossing a line, and he even defined that line as he was speaking to other women in a manner, speaking to and flirting with other women in a manner that was inappropriate, and that should only be saved for his wife. And then, of course, all these different people are coming forward and showing Instagram DMs of things he was saying just about how incredibly hot people are and all of this stuff. And the thing is he acknowledged it, and he and his wife, Bahati Prinsloo, who just announced that they're expecting another child, a couple weeks ago? Yeah. And they're still together. They were seen out in public, I believe, just yesterday.
Maybe there's nothing.
The original person who made all these claims or whatever is saying, like, she feels like she was young and naive and possibly taken advantage of, but don't take her as a victim, because the only victim in this is Bahati Prinsloo, and she encouraged everybody to send messages or expose the messages in DMs. And it's like, well, if you're saying she's a victim, why are you throwing her under the bus like this?
There you go. All right, Johnny Depp to be saved. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we all watch TV and see these beautiful ladies and sometimes handsome gentlemen getting makeovers, and it makes them look entirely different. We've all watched them. We know what difference it can make. But what about dogs and cats? You know, recently I was working at a shelter, and I was looking around, and some of the shelter dogs and cats that had come in really looked a bit disheveled. They were beautiful, but you couldn't tell under that coat that's all knotted and matted up. Well, we gave them makeovers. Yes, doggy and kitty makeovers. We bathed them. We groomed them. We brushed them. We made them look good. Use some shampoo, maybe even a little perfume on some of them. And you know what we found? We took the same dogs that everyone was bypassing at the shelter, the ones that no one would look at, the ones that said, look, I don't want that dog. He's dirty. He's I don't want him. Once we groomed them, and thank goodness for volunteer groomers that do work at some of the shelters, once we groomed these dogs, almost every single dog, and cat for that matter, found a home. So look beyond what you first see. A little bath, a little brushing can make all the difference in the world for your new best friend.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process, like the weight loss guide that you have, all the tips and information, because everybody's body is different.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. If you go on our website, we've got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources. Like Doug was saying, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russian leaders in Ukraine conduct referendum elections to annex occupied territory to Russia, now through Tuesday, the United States continued to convince world leaders at the United Nations Russian leadership is bad. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield on MSNBC Thursday.
Over 190 countries sitting in the room, listening attentively to the President of the United States condemning Russia.
Alabama officials called off the Thursday lethal injection of a man convicted in a 1999 workplace shooting because of time concerns and trouble accessing the inmate's veins. Alabama Corrections Commissioner John Hamm said the state halted the execution of Alan Miller after they determined they could not get the lethal injection underway before a midnight deadline. We are USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that. That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Takeback, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit one reward per month. Redeemable in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
You know how you visit Staples Connect? You put the staple gun with a couple of pieces of paper, and you slam the top of it down, and there you have Staples connecting, right?
That's right.
How it works.
Can I tell you, some people like paper clips. I'm all about a staple.
Stapler.
Yeah.
And staples. And staples.
The only element of my life that's not a commitment, folks.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back into our discussion of the issues of today, the things that matter to you. Yes, I know my voice sounds a little strange. To reiterate, yesterday I traveled around New England picking up things for the farm and for my new project. And as a result, I got soaked. Not once, not twice, but three times. I mean soaked. It was pouring, pouring, pouring. It was the entrail of the hurricane. So now it's passed off. Morning here in the Northeast, but wow, yesterday it just, and we've had a lot of rain the last few weeks, so that's good for the end of season crops, good for farming, all that good stuff as we enter into the fall equinox. We did that yesterday, and today is the first full day of fall or autumn, if you will, and you can hear a discussion of that on our podcast and the replay. GoodDayShow.com is the place where you go. We talked with Maria Trilogy, noted astrologer about what the fall equinox means. And you can catch that on the Thursday overview of the podcast at gooddayshow.com. You can also connect with us. We're going to have comments from you as to things that have gone on this week. You can still reach us on social media for comments for the Weekend Countdown Show. Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. But the neat thing about fall when it comes to farming is that the sorts of things, it's the culmination of the growing season. And so a lot of the best stuff that will carry you into the winter, like potatoes, like squash, like pumpkins. People say, pumpkins, are they to be carved? No, they're to be eaten. Well, they're to be carved as well, but a lot of people
made
eat.
Made into pies.
Oh, yeah, pies and all kinds of other things. So enjoy fall. I say that with my tongue in cheek because I don't mind fall. I just don't like the winter. But Jay will be here to counter all of my negative thoughts about wintertime.
Woo-hoo. Winter is so pretty, and it's so great, and it's so wonderful, and all the good things.
All right, so there's good and bad in health news today. I think it's good when you can share advances in fighting cancer. There's a report from the American Association for Cancer Research that shows, Jay, that cancer deaths in our country are steadily on the decline, thanks to the research, thanks to the treatments, thanks to the screenings. The death rate decreased somewhere between 2 and 3% this past year. So let's see here.
That's
since 1991, there's been a third, that is 3.5 million lives have been saved. It's the number of deaths down by one third over the previous decade. So that's kind of cool, right? Basic research and discoveries and all that sort of thing advances. Still is kind of brutal to get some of these treatments, some of the horrendous aftermath, if you will, of getting chemo and that sort of thing. At least they've made it a little more gentle because a lot of the stuff you can take is a pill now. But there are other
the
things.
The pill will still get you. The pill can still cause same kind of effects as actually going in for chemo and radiation.
Yep. All right, so that's the good news from the health department. Bad news is that drinking 4 cups of black, green, or any kind of tea, actually, has been associated with a reduced risk of developing type 2 diabetes.
That's great.
That's not bad. That's good news. What is this guy talking about? Bad news. That's good news, right? Tea consumption linked to a lot of benefits. I don't think that's news, is it?
Don't we already know that?
We all know that. Yeah,
matcha is incredible for you.
Yeah. So you can take that one and flush it. Here's some good news. We were talking about that grandmother who's going to be a surrogate for her daughter. Now the story of a single mother who has adopted not one, not two, not three, but 4 siblings. She fostered one, and then she fostered another, and she fostered a whole bunch. Over the past 6 or 7 years, she's fostered 50 children. Melissa Servetz, would you say that's her? S-E-R-V-E-T-Z, mm-hmm. Yeah. Former elementary school teacher in Florida, fostering almost 60 children over the past 6 or 7 years. So is that a selfless journey? What does it take to be a foster mother for that many people? Some, the negative would say, something wrong with her. How can she do that? And others say, wow, what a wonderful woman.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. And especially because a lot of times in foster care, the goal is to get children back with their biological parents.
Right.
And as long as it's a safe environment. And a lot of times it's not. And then they go into the system and then they become adopted and all of that. But a lot of times, as we've been seeing, adoption is not always very easy for people.
No.
And this woman, Melissa, she had the first of these siblings that came to her, and then she had the second one, or she found out there was another sibling, and she brought that child in and ended up adopting them. And then she found out that their biological mother had another child, and she was like, okay, I'll bring that child my way, and then a fourth one. And she said that if she finds out that their biological mother has any more babies, she will gladly take them in so that they could be with family, so they can be with their siblings, because again, these kids will have gone through the same thing and a similar upbringing, and knowing a little bit about where they came. And she said that if it ever becomes too much, that she can't take care of them, she can't adopt them in, that her sister is willing to step in. And if there are any more children from the same biological parent, that if Melissa can't take over, that her sister will then adopt those children, just
mm-hmm.
to keep the siblings together. Because a lot of times, more often than not, siblings are separated.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough. So is this the first weekend or is it next Monday? Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Reminders, there's a special on PBS this week about the American connection to the Holocaust, which I have found to be fascinating. I've watched most of it every night when I have time if I'm in. They'll repeat it, I'm sure. It's amazing. I mean, what you're learning, there's been a lot of stuff recounting what happened in the Holocaust, but I don't think there's ever been a chronology of what FDR did or didn't do to help the Jews that were in Germany and Europe or other people, other leaders. There certainly was plenty of anti-Semitism to go around prior to and during World War II, not only from the Nazis. So pretty amazing stuff. But anyway, Yom Kippur, I think from what I remember, of a lot of Jewish friends, and it's supposed to remind you of the great simple moments in life, right? Mundane moments, the good, the beauty that is around every day. And that doesn't necessarily just hold certainly for Jewish people. It ought to be something that we all think about, right? Think about what the beauty that surrounds us every single day. It's really a great testament to, if you believe in a supreme being, a power that's greater than we are, and I certainly do, and I don't think you have to go to church to find it, and you'll find it everywhere, anywhere and everywhere. You can find, it may make your life better if you want to go to church, that's swell. Mm-hmm. But I think you can enjoy it, as my grandmother used to say to me, and I used to think she was nuts, everything, God is everywhere, in the grass, in the trees, in every aspect of our lives. I thought, oh my God, you're crazy. And in fact, I found out she was right. She was crazy, but it's crazy in a nice way. She was really a very sweet, very sweet. Don't most of us think that our grandparents are sweet? Really?
Yeah.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Yes, yeah.
I think it just is neat to have that love. And maybe the more I think about love, my definition of love at the moment is looking at those two grandkids and thinking, good God, look at what we have here for blessings. And we talk about a couple of the things that we've talked about today with regard to selflessness. We get so inundated with all that crap that's around, then, you know. So one of these things, Boston is full of sports fanatics, right? You buy that?
I think that's safe to say.
Yeah. So they have suspended their coach, Ime Udoka. He's going to miss the whole season. After somebody, again, we're back to Adam Levine and Army Hammer.
Well, this is a different situation.
They
are all very different. So Army Hammer is, there are allegations of years worth of rape. There, Adam Levine is being accused of cheating, which he denies and says that all of these different direct messages from social media are coming out. Mm. The Celtics coach had a relationship with an employee. So this is one of those situations where a person of a higher level of the job had
so he intimidated her? Is that what you're suggesting?
No, they had a relationship that was against the rules.
Well, no, I get that. But did it start because he had power over her? Does that stuff ever start because there's something going on with this guy? He'd be fabulous.
That's one of those things that it could be it. It could be something like that because a lot of times it does have happen like that. Like look at the whole situation with the scandal of President Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky and that she was this quote-unquote naive intern and, you know, he was this man of power. And sometimes it can be like that. Sometimes it can be, and I'm not saying in this specific situation of the Celtics coach, but it can be something that maybe they just were two people that fell in love. But regardless, it is against the policies of the league.
Yeah, well,
so he's suspended for it.
Is it worth it? I guess that would be the question he's asking himself right now. Is he still with this lady?
That's a good question. If it was truly love, then he might say it was worth it. If it was a situation of a different stance, then probably not.
All right, let's kill some odors and bacteria and viruses and allergy starters around your house. I wonder, I've said this before a couple times in this hour, getting soaked last night coming back. I have my allergy fighter in the form of the thunderstorm in my bedroom. I think maybe it just helped to clear me up and clear me out. But there are a lot of people who are masking odors in their home, the chemicals The purifiers that are around right now, many of them don't destroy the source. They may take care of the smell itself, but they don't get rid of the source of the smell. So if you have a problem and you want to get to the source of it so that you can breathe good, clean air and not have to be exposed to some of the virus and bacteria, allergens that are in the air, then you, my friend, need to go to the website that is the home of Eden Pure. EdenPureDeals.com is the website. EdenPureDeals.com. You use the discount code Doug3 to save $200 on the Thunderstorm air purifiers that you can put all around your house, downstairs, upstairs, wherever. Get three of them for under $200 right now. And using the Doug3 code, shipping is free. Get to the deal, EdenPureDeals.com.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
I suppose you'd consider this to be good news, Jay, as well. We all might. The new prime minister of Israel, a guy named Yair Lapid, has this week expressed his support for a two-state solution with the Palestinians. That's swell. He was at the UN General Assembly, which started this week. People from all over the world there, with the exception of Putin, who's not welcome. But at any rate, the two-state solution has been something that has been the aim of fixing this problem since 1948, or actually, you can go back for millennia, because the Jews, since the beginning of religion, because they all started in the same place, they've been fighting about who owns this part of town and who owns that part of town. At any rate, the whole business is all wrapped around who controls Hamas. And we'll see how that happens. But at least they're moving in the right direction. 10 before the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
After the hour now here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It's time for our visit into the world of farm, food, and family. Brought to you in part by OOO O'Reilly Auto Parts. I was driving around in Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island yesterday, and I saw tons of O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pretty much every community has one, and they're there to keep your car on the road. Right parts, advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. You don't have to buy a tool. If you're going to use it once, give them a little deposit. They'll give you the tool, and then bingo, you're all set. They have 80 different specialty tools that you can use. Refundable deposit required at the time of the rental. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program. In a moment, the story, bad story about a kettle cooker. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? You got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. All right, so a worker was found dead in a New Jersey processing facility, a kettle cooker. Dale DeValle, working at the Lasord Pappas Company plant, about 40 miles south of Philadelphia in the town there. That's a good farming area. Police were called in. Guy was unconscious, pronounced dead at the scene. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there was nothing suspicious about this. The spokesperson for the company Didn't, you know, okay, we're trying to figure out what our position is, so we're not going to talk about this yet. But at this plant, they produce organic, natural, and ready-to-drink teas. So OSHA went in to check things out, and we were talking about teas earlier and how good they are. Apparently not so good for this guy. Farming is very dangerous. Food processing is very dangerous. The whole food chain, frankly, has its share of dangers. So here's this guy, been married for 28 years, two daughters, and
two kids, yeah.
He's done. Yeah.
So sad. And like you said, Doug, there's no suspicion of foul play.
No.
But, so tragic.
All right, here's a name that's familiar to farmers who are corn growers and other crop growers, actually. DeKalb, the DeKalb Seed Company. Well, it's named after DeKalb County in Iowa. And in DeKalb County, a couple of hundred third graders went on a field trip this week to the Jimmy Herndon Farm in Blue Springs. Day of learning, day of fun. It's called Farm Day. And this is something that we were talking about on the air through the course of the program and on our American Family Farmer show this week. A lot of community support in farm country to expose youngsters to what's going on the farm. That's what my farm is all about, to expose young people to what goes on with the animals, how things grow, where's food come from, that sort of thing. You'd think in DeKalb County, Iowa, that everybody would know about farming. But because even in farm country, there are fewer and fewer families involved directly in agriculture, children are removed generations sometimes from farm work. So seeing how it all works is a very cool thing. 220 youngsters, third graders from the Northside Elementary School in DeKalb. They touch the farm animals. They made butter from cream. They see all of the things being done firsthand. Again, this is a carbon copy of what I do on my farm. This needs to be done all around the country. We need to support Farm Day. Those of us who are farmers and those of you who live in farm communities or those of you who have family members, including maybe yourself, who don't have the wildest idea about what goes on the farm. What, you know, how does stuff grow? I had some seeds, some hay seeds that we put into bags and put them out, a little bit of moisture in the bag, and from week to week, youngsters would come back to see the progress of what was growing in these little bags. Things started to sprout. They got bigger. They're growing out of the plastic bags now. You don't think kids are fascinated by that? By what makes things grow? It teaches them about how their own body grows.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're putting in
it. And the power to do it yourself.
Yep, exactly. All right, that's our farm, food, and family deal here at 59 past the hour on Good Day.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.